Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Locals in a new housing estate in Dingle are not happy with the name given to the estate, Porkin and the Gloss. Locals and Irish language scholars have described the name as meaningless. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by journalist Anne Lucy. Anne, can you tell us about the estate and how the name got assigned to it?
Yeah, this is a 20-year house, social housing development on the edge of Dingle and the Grove in Dingle town. And the name it's been given is Páirceanna na Glas, which is gan vri gan keel. That's what it's no sense and it has no meaning. That's according to everybody back there. Now, Dingle, as you know, is a Gaeltacht town and Kerry has two Gaeltacht areas. And there are language policies in place and it is a key objective of the development plan to preserve and indeed promote the Irish language. So this is the first social housing development. It's a clued development in conjunction with Kerry County Council. And the houses have been assigned from the council housing list, but it's not owned by the council. It's still a clued development. Mm. And apparently locals have been raising the issue with the name, which has no gloss attached to it, as well as having no meaning, but they have got nowhere. Now, the council is saying that really its role isn't in private or in its housing estate names. It hasn't a specific role in that. Nonetheless, the council in Kerry did approve the name Páirceanna na Glas. And what it means is, we don't know what it means. Mm. Presumably it was to mean Greenfield Park. Mm. And it was one of a number of suggestions put forward by the original applicants for the development. Everyone and anyone has come out, a doctor or GP locally who's a Green Party representative, Dr. Padder O'Fionnán, says he, in the context, because the grammar isn't clear, he doesn't know what it means. Some locals have said they're just nihigam, they don't understand what. And indeed, the place names commissioner or officer has himself said it is shameful that you have such a meaningless name in an estate in a Gaeltacht town.
And on top of all of that, they've erected a stone with the name, and even that isn't spelt correctly.
No, that has no father on it. The Páirceanna has no father. Now, locally, the field was known as Gort Moor, which would be quite acceptable, people have been telling me, to them where it canvassed. Now, to be fair to the, I suppose, to the agency and the council and whoever else, they may have been in a hurry to approve the name originally. But at the same time, you would wonder, Páirceanna na Glas, if it was glass as in stream, it would be na Glasha. But it is, as I say, it is, it's not the first time. Place names are sensitive in most places, particularly in the Gaeltacht, and the recent history of Dingle as well, where Minister Eamon O'Queeve sort of slapped a place names order on them, getting rid of the name Dingle entirely and calling the town Undangan. And I mean, that led to years of controversy.
It was back in 2006, I think, there was a plebiscite about the
whole
name.
So there's a particular sensitivity, I think, and also there's it's seen as a sign of not taking the Irish language as seriously as they should.
Just finally, Anne, can I ask you, is it a done deal or is there a possibility of renaming
it? In fairness, you see, the council now has to go back to the clued agency, and clued are saying that what they will do now is they will examine the issue.
Okay.
So it's not resolved by any means, because I suppose, if you like, it is an official name for it.
Okay, well, Neilshea Jane, the folks, and Lucy, thank you very much for joining us with that. Cormac, what do you make of it? We couldn't cover this now. It's getting your point of view.
Well, do you know what I'll say? Kerry is famous for many things. It's beautiful Gaeltacht areas, the people, the culture, the language, and it just seems like an own goal for Kerry County Council. Just ask the locals. You can't, in a way, disregard the locals who speak the language. You can't disregard the language and the culture that draws so many people to the county, it would seem. Because when I translate this, Porkin and the Gloss, I don't know how to translate it. Something like Parks, the Green, which doesn't make sense really. It sounds like a Google Translate job.
Maybe that's what they did. Okay, well that is, you've heard it from the expert now. Well, let us know what you think to 51551, or you can tweet us at DriveTimeRTE.